right here on AM 600.
CIQC.
I've never been there, but the brochure looks nice. Jump in, let's go. Lay back, enjoy the show.
Welcome to another edition of Travel World with Willem Backus, Stephen Pickford in studio, and the hands of Chad behind the console. How you doing there, Chad?
Not so bad. How you doing?
Super, super. Good to see everybody again. Today
we've got
a great topic for you.
Yeah.
An alternate route to Florida.
A lot of people just head down straight down the East Coast and get stuck with all the traffic in New York and New Jersey and Washington, D.C. When you look at a map, heading west through Ontario and then down the Interstate 75 through Michigan and then Ohio, down through Tennessee and Kentucky, makes a very pleasant alternative. And joining us on the line now is Dave Hunter. He's written a book.
Not the hockey player.
No, a different Dave Hunter, a fellow member of the Travel Media Association of Canada.
Of course.
He's written the 7th annual edition of A Long Interstate 75. And I'd like to welcome him to Travel World this morning. Good morning, Dave.
Hi, Stephen. How are you?
Oh, very good. Very good.
Great.
So you've written this book for the 7th annual edition, and it's really jam-packed with information. It makes sort of that boring drive. You sort of dread of maybe a long car drive, but you've made it into an interesting drive. Tell us a little bit more, first of all, how you got the idea to write this book.
Well, like a lot of good ideas, it was born out of necessity. Way back in the early 90s, I became unemployed. And I was working for a U.S. company running their Canadian operations, and they decided they could make a little more money by transferring the Canadian office to Philadelphia. So I had to lay off my staff and myself, and worried about my career. But my wife, who is a very sensible person, said, look, let's drive to Florida and take a couple of weeks out in the sun and then worry about career issues. And it was on that drive that I got the idea to put a very interesting sort of book together. For instance, you notice that all of our maps are upside down.
They're easy to read when you're driving.
All we really did was we put south at the top of the page so that when you sit in your car, you're sort of oriented on your way south. And then we made another set of maps to come back up north because, you know something? Those state troopers down there, they put their radar traps in different places from the southbound to the northbound.
Oh, yeah.
And we wanted to get all those locations in there.
Oh, yeah. We noticed that.
Yeah, and you mark as well at each exit what you can find with regards to hotels and restaurants. It isn't sort of like a hit-and-miss proposition where you wonder when you turn off at a particular exit, will you find anything there or whether we'll be good.
Well, you know, one of the things a lot of long-distance travelers like to do is they like to fill up with gas on the right-hand side of the road so that you don't have to get across a bridge or go into local traffic.
Yep.
And I traveled on a Petro-Canada card, like a lot of Canadians, and there's some reciprocity down there. So I would look for specific stations on the right-hand side of the road. You really didn't know where they were. So
which stations are accepting the Petro-Can card out south?
Sorry?
Which stations are accepting your Petrocan card?
I think I thought
it was Pierre Elliott Trudeau rips off Canada, but that's just me.
I think it may be Exxon, but I haven't used that particular card for a little while in the U.S. I managed to get a U.S. card, so you should probably check that one out.
Well, they mark them on the back of each of the cards where they're accepted, and sometimes even in one company, it's only in certain states because of franchise agreements and that sort of thing. So
we actually suggest today, because of the exchange rate, don't use your credit cards in the U.S. unless you've got a credit card for a U.S. account.
Right.
Because sometimes the exchange rates can be... Well, put it this way, you don't get the best exchange rates when you use a Canadian credit card in the U.S. these days. Not always.
You're better off using a bank card or taking cash out at ATMs, aren't you?
Well, no, unfortunately, the ATMs in the U.S. now are learning to charge, add extra charges on, and in fact, even the Americans are a little upset about this because not only... When you get your statement, not only will you get a charge from the bank that owns the ATM machine, but you'll also get a charge from the bank that does the actual exchange work. So you're getting hit twice by charges in U.S. dollars.
So what do you recommend, Dave?
We recommend that you, quite frankly, take cash or traveler's checks. There are ways to get good exchange rates in Canada. If I can mention, the CAA is always very competitive. They don't charge premium exchange rates. And a number of organizations, such as the Canadian Snowbird Association, if you're going to Florida for or anywhere in the South for a period of time, maybe 2 or 3 months, then contact them because they've got a special exchange rate program for their members. And they buy a few million dollars in bulk, and of course they get great exchange rates, and then they pass that saving on to their members.
Well, that's interesting information.
Yeah.
Now, going down on Interstate 75, you have picked a number of different restaurants that are unique because you're used to stopping off at all the usual chains, and I mean the chains in the United States many times are the same as here. I mean, there's a few that are different that can be recommended, like Cracker Barrel, one of our favorites.
Yes, right.
But,
you found one. Stephen always talks about meeting Buckner en route, wherever he goes, and you saw Buckner's restaurant.
Oh, good old Buckner's, yeah.
Good old Taylor Buckner's.
Yeah, and you know, because to make you feel at home this year, there are actually 2 Tim Hortons on the interstate.
Okay.
Yeah, so...
Tim Hortons.
For all the patrol cars.
That's where they all are.
Yeah. You know which areas are... They located them right near where the speed traps are down the road, so they don't have far to go.
Well, tell us about Buckner's restaurant.
Well, Buckner's down in Georgia is rather interesting. South of Atlanta, and you go in, and it's sort of a... It's a sort of a communal sort of dining place.
Mm-hmm.
The tables around, they have Lazy Susans in the center of the table. So the owners really encourage you to get to know the people around you, and every so often maybe a group of gospel singers will wander in. It's really quite an interesting place, and believe me, you don't have to be religious to enjoy it.
That sounds exactly what Stephen's always imagined meeting Taylor Buckner to be like.
Yeah, it sounds like it sounds like a great place, and of course, family style. I guess you just dig in right into the food on the table, and then use the paper towels afterwards.
Yeah, that's right. And if anybody's interested, it's just to the west of the interstate at exit 66 in Georgia. They're closed on Mondays, I believe. So, you know, try and hit them later on in the week or on the Saturday. It's dynamic. I mean, everybody from Atlanta heads down there, and it's just one great big party.
Oh, party time.
Yeah.
Party restaurant.
Yes, a place to go for a great party. Well, we're going to keep you on the line after our break, Dave. Keep talking about your great book, Heading Down I-75. Just want to let our listeners in on something of interest. When you're going around the province of Quebec, if you're traveling on business, there's no need to pay those high airfares. Air Montreal is consistently 50% less than all other airlines. They fly to business centers like Gatineau, Quebec, and Val-d'Or, Rouen, Quebec City, Bonaventure, Île-de-la-Madeleine, Mont-Joli, Bagotville. Give them a call, 631-2111. It's just-in-time travel. You leave from their own terminal building on Ryan Avenue in Norval, where parking is free and no airport improvement fee to pay. So just-in-time travel, call today, fly tomorrow with Air Montreal, 631-2111.
Chad, roll the break.
Throughout the world, we'll continue.
And now the holiday.
I think you're dead.
CIQC, Montreal.
The Montreal Impact explode into downtown as the Warriors of Soccer go indoors to block, build, and blast at a mind-bending pace.
Sunday, November 29th, 4 p.m. at the Molson Center, the Impact take on the Milwaukee Wave. Tickets from just $10.
Indoor soccer, wild, wicked, the sport that's got it all. Your seat is waiting, but don't expect to use it, because we're rocking them in the stands. The Montreal Impact, play to the limit, shoot to win.
Don't forget your best friends when you go on vacation. Call Langill Kennels in Dorval today, 631-8704. West Islanders have trusted Langills with their pets since 1970. With an animal hospital right on the premises, pet owners can relax knowing that a veterinarian is not just on call, he's on site. And your pet will delight in Langill's choice of diets and experience care just like at home. Plus, each dog enjoys the freedom of his own indoor and outdoor run. Your pet deserves the very best. Langill's Country Setting Kennels in Dorval, 631-8704.
This is Sharon Delaney from WXLV-TV in Winston-Salem, North Carolina. Stay listening to Travel World with Stephen Pickford here on AM 600 CIQC.
Okay, ready?
Plunk.
You're at Plantation. Look around. See?
See how wonderful everything is? See that stuff? Look, aisle after aisle. Beautiful fruit and vegetables you've never even dreamed of. The basics, too. Just look at it all. All so beautiful. And the prices? Bargoons.
Bananas, 29 cents a pound. And broccoli, 99 cents each.
Plantation, you don't pay more. You just get real good stuff.
Faubourg Saint-Catherine and Marché de l'Ouest.
While in Montreal, guests of Travel World stay at the luxurious Hotel Dufour, offering informal elegance and a vibrant sense of space in each guest room and suite. All the comforts of home and office, from beautifully styled custom-crafted furniture to kitchenette convenience. Enjoy panoramic views of the St. Lawrence and Mount Royal, then step outdoors to a multitude of shops and restaurants at your doorstep. Upscale service for the discriminating business or leisure traveler. Hotel Dufour, 1390 4th Street at St. Catherine. Telephone 938-8333.
Have you noticed that from week to week, your list of pharmacy needs may change? Sometimes it's day to day. That's why Noémie Scheinfeld, owner and pharmacist, and her staff at the Côte Saint-Luc Shopping Center pride themselves on being able to take care of your needs. That means making sure you find what you're looking for, from allergy medication to cough medicine, or just some good advice. For friendly, personal service, visit Noémie Scheinfeld, pharmacist in the Côte Saint-Luc Shopping Center, affiliated with PJC Jean Coutu.
Talk Radio 600, the CIQC. It's hard to hold on when there's no one to lean on. Hey, I'm a little
ray. You're gonna keep the faith. Hey, you're gonna keep the faith. We're taking another route down south here on Travel World. This is Willem Backus with Stephen Pickford and the hands of Chad behind the console, talking to Dave Hunter, not the hockey player, about a trip he took down Interstate 75 to Florida.
Yeah, very interesting book, and some interesting places, Dave, that you found along the way. I mean, people sometimes get so preoccupied that we have to get there in, you know, X number of hours. They don't take the time to turn off at exits and see some of the historical sites, some of the attractions, some of the museums that could really enrich their travel experience. What are some of the different places that you would find as some of the most unique along the way?
I think one of the most interesting, and this is always fun because, as you know, I'm a Canadian. I live in Ontario. But my wife and I discovered that the interstate in Georgia, North Georgia, runs right through the center of a Civil War battlefield. Now, we in Canada are probably not quite as tuned in with the Civil War as they are in the U.S., but let me tell you, the Civil War down there is a huge multi-million dollar business.
Oh, yeah.
If you can discover a battlefield, then it's a major coup.
Well, we ought to be concerned with the Civil War. It was a catalyst to Confederation.
Yeah, that's right. But what we found was that one battlefield that took about 3 days during the retreat to Atlanta had been completely ignored, but it certainly was ignored by the sign makers down in Georgia. And yet the interstate runs right through the center of this battlefield, across the sections of the battlefield that had the most action, right up through no man's land, through the Confederate encampment, and down through the other side. And so at first, when we went to the Georgia tourism people and told them, they said, no, it can't possibly be. But we went and talked to local people. One guy showed me a cannonball still embedded in a tree, that sort of an old tree that cannonball had really grown into it. And then with some further research, we put the whole thing together and, in fact, drew a map of the whole thing, which is in this book. But also was used at the Summer Olympics a few years ago at the Georgia Welcome Center. And in our book, we describe what happened that day. So you don't even have to leave the interstate to actually enjoy some of the things around you.
You can follow right along and see what happened just a few feet, off of the highway. And also
mile by mile.
Oh, yeah, mile by mile. Yeah. That's what makes it interesting, and you can follow along.
Now, as opposed to a car trip with me and my ex-family, and we had World War III in the car just along Highway 15.
Didn't have to go far for that. But there's also interesting food that you can find along the interstate. You don't have to stick to those, chain restaurants that you get at home. You can find a lot of unique places to pull off to eat.
Yeah, but one of the most popular features of the book that has developed over the years, because we get a lot of reader feedback, is the tiny little restaurants that only the local people know. They tend to be owner-managed, and the staff are really attentive. They're all having fun. And believe me, when we recommend a restaurant in this book, we have been there, we've checked it out, and we've not only checked out the value of the food, the quality, and that sort of thing, but I don't recommend a place in here that isn't a great place to visit, something you'll remember. So we've got all sorts of these little insider tips through the book.
Our kind of an author.
Pardon?
Our kind of an author. That's exactly how we do Travel World.
Well, I got to tell you, I have one terrible job because I have to travel between Detroit and Florida and do food tasting.
Wow, that's hard.
That's a tough job.
Trying to discover the best ribs on the interstate. We've got two restaurants in contention. And by the way, I should mention that we don't take any free meals or anything like that. If you're in the book, you're there because of the quality and the excellence. And we check every year. We do blind tests. So if you don't maintain it, you're out next year.
Right, which is a good reason to pick up the next annual edition of the book to find out what's changed, because things change year by year as you go. You know, your favorite restaurant this year might not be there next year, and there could be a new find that you might have otherwise passed up because you were in your rut of going always to the same place.
Well, we've actually had to drop a couple of last year's recommendations because I'm afraid they just became too good in their own eyes, and the quality just went down. So we dropped them, but we've added a lot of new ones this year. The other thing, too, I should mention, and this may surprise you, but just the normal exit information, the gas stations, the chain restaurants, etc., we change about 400 to 500 per year. And, of course, there are going to be some more changes coming along, I guess, if the Exxon and
ExxonMobil
merger goes through.
And keeping the book up to date, I mean, is this like a year-long job for you? I mean, there doesn't have to be a long lead time to put the book out. You have it fairly, you know, up to date. I mean, it doesn't come out a year ahead of time. You have it as close to up to date as you can, publishing a book.
We're actually rather unique in the travel business, and I think that the U.S. Publishers Magazine, Publishers Weekly, are probably going to be doing a feature on us soon, but we use a lot of electronic gathering tools to keep our book up to date. And the incredible thing is that whereas most travel books maybe take anywhere up to a year from the time that they're cut off with their information to the point where you find them in the bookstores, we do it in 6 weeks. We use things like GPS navigational equipment in the car. We're running video cameras all the time. And we've just got a great network of people up and down the interstate now, too.
Right, you've got your contacts, so you can keep up to date with the information. Shopping is always a big thing when you drive along the highway. If you had to name, like, one or two places that would be great for shopping along Interstate 75.
Well, I will probably get into trouble because the guys don't like me to mention these places, but the gals just love them. And one of the things we did this year was I risked my life by putting in one of my wife's favorite places in a place called Dalton in Georgia, which has a huge factory outlet just off to the east of the interstate. And let me tell you, when you spot it, if you don't know about it, you are past the exit. So you need to have a book like this to know about this.
Right.
But they've got a great hotel that is just right on the periphery of the discount. And as my wife found out this year, you can just literally go from your hotel room over to your next shop, bring your bags back to your room, go to the next one. I mean, it's awesome.
Right, that's a good tip, too. And now, talking about hotels, you brought up the matter of hotels. Some people just drive right through and they, you know, tag team it with regards to driving. But finding a reasonably priced hotel or motel along the way can sometimes be an endeavor. Should you be making reservations in advance, or should you just be playing it by ear and looking at billboards and turning off?
Well, you know, I used to be the sort of person many years ago that always had to plan my trip ahead. And I got to tell you that apart from probably the peak of March break, I never make a reservation now. And what we do when we enter a state, we'll go to the welcome center or rest area, and we'll pick up what's known as the EIG, or the Exit Information Guide. It's a green covered book. They're so popular. They're free, by the way. They're so popular.
Our favorite price.
They're under the counter. But you can get anywhere from 30% to 40% discount rates for motel rooms through those books with the coupons. They're just wonderful.
Right, they have discount coupons if you just have this particular book, and these are nationally known chains or, you know...
Oh, yeah, yeah, everything from Holiday Inn to, you know, even Howard Johnson is coming back in a few areas. remember the good old days?
Right, oh, you still see the odd Howard Johnson's restaurant. The funny thing, you sometimes see, like, a Best Western hotel with a Howard Johnson's restaurant attached, you know, it's...
There's a lot of affinity things going on. For instance, Subway is going in with a lot of gas stations now, and it's interesting. We see those trends every year as we...
We saw one of those on our way down to the Poconos.
Yeah, yeah, and I think you're going to see probably more of these Tim Hortons, especially where Wendy's are.
Right, because they're allied now, yes.
Yeah, yes, they are. So, and I got to tell you, I went into the first Tim Hortons, which is around Dayton, Ohio, and I was chatting with the manager there, and he said, I don't know. He said, it's really strange. We seem to be getting a lot of Canadians coming in.
as if he didn't know. Like, why are they pulling up
law enforcement?
Just a local lad. And I said, well, you know, Tim Hortons is pretty popular in Canada.
Yep.
He's going to have to start saying A at the end of every sentence.
and welcome Canadians in that regard. Now, if somebody wants to pick up your book, how do they get hold of, you know, along Interstate 75?
Well, it's available through Chapters or Kohl's or Smith Books. It's probably not on the shelf in stores in your area because, of course, most of your people go down Interstate 81.
Our people, yes.
Yeah.
But if our people wanted to go down the 75, how would our people do it?
Well, people in your area will go down the 401, I think, probably all the way down to Windsor.
Okay.
Yeah. And but certainly Chapters or Smith & Coles, they can order the book in very rapidly. It's in their warehouse.
Stephen was telling me that even if you went down that route all the way through Windsor and then through Michigan to get the 75, you're still about the same timing as going down the other way.
You are, especially when you factor in, you know, the construction around the Washington Beltway, because there's just no way that if you head down from Quebec down I-81, there's no way you're really going to be able to avoid that. And then there's the construction in North Virginia. And then when you get down into the Carolinas, you're not going to get as many of the bargains. I mean, right now, we Canadians are all trying to save money when it's U.S. money.
Mm-hmm.
And the great thing about I-75, of course, is it's been around so long that the facilities are in competition with one another. I saw gas for 85 cents a gallon last time I was in Michigan.
Ooh, wow.
And, you know, when you compare that, maybe I should state the going rate is anywhere from $1 to $1.05. That's pretty darn good.
It is very good.
Well, there's good prices. There's that competition. And there's more, you know, a lot of interesting things to see that people may not have already been exposed to.
Yeah. What, one of the other things I should mention is up in Dayton, they have just put President Kennedy's Air Force One on display. And you can actually walk through it. Now, this is the famous aircraft where President Johnson was sworn in as president on board, and Jackie flew back with a casket in the rear of the plane.
Mm-hmm.
We actually have the layout of that aircraft in our book and tell you exactly how to get there.
Tail number 26,000.
Yeah, and the one thing I should mention is we have a lot of local information in the book. For instance, if you go down I-75 and you see the big brown attraction signs and you follow those to visit this aircraft, you're going to drive 16 miles. What we do is we talk to the local people and say, you live beside the I-75, now how would you go? Mm-hmm. And so we have cut it way back to a very, very short drive into this aircraft, and the map of how to get in there using our route is right in the book.
And that's the type of information that we can certainly recommend. Well, Dave Hunter, been a pleasure talking to you today on Travel World, and we can recommend to our listeners along Interstate 75. That's the way to go, and the way to really get to know the route and have a lot more fun driving down is with Dave Hunter's book. Thanks for joining us today on Travel World, Dave.
Oh, appreciated it. Enjoyed it.
Thank you.
Chad, you must be working up an appetite behind the console.
Oh, you don't understand. And you know what? I got a real yen for some Pizza Danini pizza.
Yeah, just that one number to call. I'm sure you remember it. 383-6000 for real great Montreal-style pizza from a Montreal company. 31 locations in Greater Montreal. It's 11:30 in Montreal. Call now. It'll be piping hot, oven fresh at your door in 30 minutes or less. 383-6000 Pizza Danini.
Chad, roll the break.
bad.
CIQC Montreal.
When it comes to your favorite brand names and looking your very best, Cavendish Mall is where to shop at this season. Quality, selection, and styles you'll love from Editionelle, Cotton Jenny, Jacob, Gigi, Kendo, Carissia, Browns, and The Gap. Cavendish Mall, where you'll find a unique choice for all your necessities from Aldo, Quelque Hose, Spa Saint Laurent, Creation Coiffure, Naturalizer, Lingerie Select, Boutique Lillian Roots, huge playground, restaurants, cinemas, and stores, Cavendish Mall in Côte Saint-Luc.
Take a one-hour vacation and soothe your body at Luxocor, massotherapy at its finest. Enjoy a professional, therapeutic, Swedish, Californian, or stress-healing massage in a warm, inviting, upscale atmosphere given by a caring staff for whom your total comfort and well-being are the utmost concern. Luxocor, 374-8181, open 7 days a week from 10 to 10 by appointment only. Your body deserves a break. Relax and enjoy at Luxocor today, 374-8181. Melt your cares away with Luxocor, 374-8181.
Here's a man with a special Christmas message for his wife.
Please, please, please buy me a power tool from Renault Depot. I know you think it's complicated, but they have nice people who can help you choose the perfect gift and everything's in stock so you won't have to make a second trip. Plus, their prices are so low, a high-torque drill costs less than sheepskin slippers, a circular saw is less than cologne, and a multi-tool is the price of a silk tie. You might not think power tools are very romantic, but then again, you're not a guy. I don't know what else to say.
Hey, you did great.
Thanks.
Renault Depot, driving down the cost of home improvement.
Via Rail is proud to be the official ground transportation carrier for Travel World's media correspondents. Business taking into Toronto but tired of battling traffic on the 401, the confusion of Pearson Airport and high airfares? Next time, arrive refreshed and relaxed. Pamper yourself with Via One first-class service from downtown to downtown. A hot meal served at your seat, full stretch-out comfort that allows you to spend productive work time, not lose time en route. Via One, the way Montreal-Toronto travel was meant to be, from Via Rail, Canada's passenger train network.
I'm Gord Logan. If there's something you'd like to say about Viewpoint or any of our programming on AM 600, you can call our listeners' line, 767-5568. You can also email your comments or questions, www.ciqc.com.
Hi, this is Kim Campbell, former Prime Minister of Canada. I've traveled far from Montreal, and you're listening to Travel World on CIQC AM 600.
Travel World segment number 3. It's Willem Backus in the studio with Stephen Pickford and the hands of Chad behind the console. We got a great friend of ours, Jerry Wagschel, on the line talking about one of our favorite places, Ottawa, the nation's capital, and a great place for hobby stores.
Yes, and we head up there. Weekend getaways in Ottawa. Good morning, Jerry.
Hey, how are you guys doing?
Having a great time here, as always.
How's Montreal?
Oh, it's still on the map.
It's fine. How are you?
Good thing to know. Hey, you guys, you have a bagel and cream cheese for me, all right?
You betcha.
Yeah, I was talking about Ottawa, as you said, the capital of Canada. It's a very it's a very beautiful city. It's perfectly maintained. And something that I didn't know until I was just researching this is that it's actually maintained by the National Capital Commission. It's just a, it's basically the commission's job is just to keep the place looking beautiful. And I was thinking maybe we could hire them to come to Toronto after and do some work over here.
I did have
well,
to call Peppermint first.
Yours to discover because they couldn't keep it all beautiful, right?
Exactly, yeah. Even though it's not that it's not a, actually a very big city, it, because it's a national capital, it enjoys you know, international visitors, and it has a very, you know, like ambassadors, et cetera, politicians, big businessmen, et cetera, and it has a cosmopolitan flair in spite of its small size. It's also very bilingual. A couple of the things I wanted to talk to you about are the markets. In the Byward Market area, which is about 5 minutes from the Parliament buildings, you can find Polish delis, Chinese food stores, Portuguese fish stores. You might say, what happens in the winter? These guys sort of go inside, but you can still go. And on the weekends, they have stalls inside. And on the weekends, The thing to do in Ottawa is to go down to this market, the Byward Market area, to have a coffee, one of the small coffee houses on Clarence Street, hang around the market, check things out, go to the bookstores on Sussex Drive, the art galleries, and some of these buildings are very historical, and they have been beautifully preserved.
It's a great walking area, great people-watching area.
Yeah, exactly. That's the thing to do right over there. I've never lived there. My wife has lived there. She's actually from that area, and she said exactly the same thing, that it's a big thing to do, just go and people watch. I haven't had time to do that these days over here, but that's the thing to do over there. Also a very big museum town. At the end of the market overlooking the Rideau River, there's the National Art Gallery. Very impressive space with an excellent collection, a very good collection of Group of Seven paintings. And something that I just found out as well is that the actual cabin where these Group of Seven painters lived in the woods, and they actually painted on at the time that some of the painters painted on the panels in the cabin. They've actually taken the entire cabin and reconstructed it, the original one, and moved it to the museum.
Very interesting.
Yeah, it is. So you can see that there. The National Art Center, some of the painters painted on the panels in the cabin. They've actually taken the entire cabin and reconstructed it, the original one, and moved it to the museum.
Very interesting.
Yeah, it is. So you can see that there. The National Art Center Orchestra has just added on Pinchas Zukerman, who is a world renowned conductor, and he is now just a violinist and also now a conductor, and he is going to be he just played their first concert last night, and of course the whole city is very proud that they have sort of got this guy now to be conducting for them. Other museums, the stunning Museum of Civilization opposite the Parliament Buildings in Hull, designed by Native architect Douglas Cardinal to fit in with the surroundings. The Museum of Contemporary Photography, Museum of Nature, Museum of Science and Technology. So if you want to learn about culture, arts, technology, science, see some great historic buildings, you know, hang around in some cafes, do some people watching, those are some of the things.
That's even my hobby.
Yeah, we just enjoy taking in all the scenes, but the National Aviation Museum is a place that I really enjoyed. It's just outside of downtown, but you know, you should drive there and see, you'll see the signs, the exit off the 417, but the National Aviation Museum is very interesting.
Oh, yeah, I haven't checked that one out. Is that basically the history of flight and all that?
History of flight in Canada, big exhibit on how bush pilots opened up the north, there's one of the last remaining parts ever of an Avro Arrow, Avro Arrow, just a small part, the last part that anyone knows exists.
Oh, awesome. They have an old
Trans-Canada Airlines Vickers Viscount and different exhibits there. It's very interesting.
That's cool. I've got about 10 hours left, actually, in my pilot's license, so maybe they can put me in that museum.
Right. We'll have to take a flight with you one day.
We're going to have you up on our little Cessna, fly to Ottawa.
In the carnage. I mentioned to you, I think a lot of people know that in the winter, the Rideau Canal becomes the longest skating rink in the world. Soon it'll be frozen over, and in the weekends it's very popular for both natives and visitors. And I hear that if you're driving home in the night, you can often see the lone figure of a skater skating home with a briefcase. It's quite a nice sight.
Oh yeah, people in Ottawa, I mean, a lot of them take their bicycles to work. A lot of big bike path trail network along about the Rideau Canal and the Ottawa River. You can head out right from downtown out to Britannia Beach, which is where around 15 miles from the city. It's a city that is meant for walkers, for cycling, for skating, depending on the season.
Yeah, exactly. That is sort of nifty. I mean, I guess some people do that here. I mean, I work in Scarborough, so I could never even conceive of it. But there is a lot of that going on, very active. Of course, a trip to the Parliament Buildings could be worthwhile if you want to learn more about how the government works and see them.
And redeem your bonus coupons?
Exactly. Want to plan ahead for Christmas? The Ottawa's famous for its fireworks display, which is going to be a big show on New Year's Eve, and a couple of things, all within 15 minutes from the Westin Hotel. That's one of the most luxurious hotels in the city. Blocks from Parliament Hill, conveniently connected to the Rideau Center, where there's some good shopping. Some of the most spacious rooms in the city with spectacular views. From some of the suites, you can see the Gatineau Hills, which I hopefully can talk to you about on another show.
Of course.
A fully equipped health show, a health club.
That was before us.
Hmm?
That was before us, the fully equipped health show.
Right, exactly. And it's the suite. They start from between $100 to $250 a night, and some of the celebrities that have stayed in their sort of luxurious suites. I've never stayed in those, but are Rod Stewart, Wayne Gretzky, the Beach Boys, Celine Dion. How to get there? Well, basically from Montreal, I would say one way is to just jump in your car and start driving along the Trans-Canada Highway.
Jump in, let's go.
And let's go. 2 hours. You could take via. You could fly. I've never really understood the point of flying.
Skateboard.
Yeah, by the time you check in for your flight and wait for the delay and then get there and then come in from the Ottawa airport, it would take you longer than taking the bus or the train. So.
I think so, yeah.
And a considerably more cost.
I know. It's a little. I guess from Toronto, maybe it's different. I mean, I've flown from Toronto to Ottawa. I guess it's sort of, it's fine. From Montreal, it becomes, I guess it's still something to do if you feel like flying.
I tried taking a Cessna once. I thought I was going to be real smart because I really didn't like doing that two-hour drive. I had a friend of mine, good old Air Elvis. So we drove out to Cedars, grabbed ourselves a Cessna, flew out to Ottawa Airport. Well, the whole process took us about an hour and a half longer than if we'd just taken the car.
Because you've got to do all your flight planning and stuff, and you got to get involved with wing, your load, and all that sort of stuff, right?
And then the wind on the way back was so strong westward that there's a little truck, an 18-wheeler on the highway passing us.
Oh, no.
So we're sitting there doing 120 knots.
That's true. People don't realize that the wind on those small planes can actually really have an impact in terms of how much distance you're going to cover. Just one last thing that I thought we could talk about is something that I don't remember his name. It doesn't show you how erudite I am, but the former ambassador of the United States who lived in Ottawa and thought it was a really great place just recently wrote a book.
Yeah, James Blanchard, former governor of Michigan.
Exactly. There you go.
There's your segue.
There you go.
Use a Melanie word.
Blanchard, who was saying and how much he liked living in Ottawa, and he talked about the interesting thing is that many Canadians have not gone to Ottawa, whereas most Americans have been to Washington. They wouldn't even think of not going to Washington. And I sort of put that for what, you know, like, it just kind of shows you, possibly illuminates the differences between the nationalism in the two countries.
Yes, I mean, to an American going to Washington is like a pilgrimage. It's something that everyone has to do at least once in their lifetime. It's
just like going to Canadian Tire is a pilgrimage for Stephen. I got to explain that Parliament Buildings joke after the break there,
yeah,
Jerry.
Hold the line, Jerry. We'll explain you one of our in-house jokes.
Okay, guys.
Hey. It's time for a break.
Hey, get your ass over here for some good loving.
Yeah, the other.
Go choose some razor blades.
Kinda look like a couple of red lobsters.
CIQC Montreal.
Why pay more elsewhere when you could pay less and get better deals at Point Claire Chrysler Jeep? With a few 98 still in stock, they're offering you deals like a 98 Breeze 4-door as low as $295 a month with zero down or $17,495. How about a 98 Jeep TJ $315 a month with zero down or $19,995? Or maybe a 98 Jeep Cherokee 4-wheel drive for $399 a month with zero down or $27,695. All waiting for you at Point Claire Chrysler Jeep, 335 Brunswick facing Fairview. So why pay more elsewhere?
Before heading off on your next trip, head off to Jet Setter. Jet Setter is Montreal's travel accessory center with the largest selection of travel accessories in Eastern Canada. Everything that you could possibly want relating to travel, all in one location. Money belts, water purifiers, miniature binoculars, travel irons, guidebooks, and maps. Plus converters and adapters for all your electrical needs, including computers. What's more, you'll find every imaginable kind of rolling luggage, including duffel bags, knapsacks, and travel packs from such name brands as Tumi, Travel Pro, Skyway, Le Sport Sac, Kipling, Timberland, Eagle Creek, Briggs & Riley, and more. At Jet Setter, I found you don't pay more for quality and personal service. In fact, you'll save with Jet Setter. And GST is included in every price you see. Jet Setter, Montreal's travel accessory center. 66 Laurier West, between Clark and Cedar Bank. Telephone 271-5058.
Hey, where have you two been?
Jean Coutu.
Smell this, Dad, for Grandpa.
Mmm, a lot better than Oda's cigar.
Daddy, they have so many fragrances.
I know, it's on the Jean Coutu flyer. Look, a 30ml spray bottle of Alfred Stung Eau de Toilette is just $19.99. And a 30ml spray bottle of Neige Eau de Toilette by Lise Watché is just $21.99.
And we got this quick, here she comes.
Mmm, it smells nice in here. What happened to the gym sock?
Just direct your feet.
Ho, ho, ho.
To the Jean Coutu side of the street.
Are you tired of being held hostage to the airline's demands to stay over a Saturday night and reserve 2 weeks in advance just to get a reasonable airfare? Fed up with paying $1,000 or more on your business trips to the United States? Now there's an answer to every business traveler's dream with Zagory Travel's USA on Business fares to over 50 key business centers throughout America. Reserve up to 3 days in advance, stay just 2 days, not requiring a Saturday, and count the savings. $395 plus taxes to Los Angeles, for instance, compared to over $2,000 plus taxes normally applicable without that obtrusive Saturday night stayover. You don't sacrifice comfort or convenience either, flying with one of America's top five flag carriers with full in-flight service, seat selection, and frequent flyer mileage. Call a corporate travel specialist at Zagory Travel in Dollar today, 626-3132, to find out how you can save your travel budget by up to 75%. Your next business trip to the USA should begin with a call to Zagory. 626-3132.
Hi, this is Cynthia Fodor from KCCI-TV in Des Moines, Iowa. Happy to be back on the air in Montreal again with Stephen Pickford and Travel World on AM 600 CIQC.
Here on Travel World, it's Willem Backus and Stephen Pickford in studio, and Hands of Chad behind the console. And on the line, we got Jerry Wagshall, who's telling us all about Ottawa, and we're just covering one of our little in-house jokes, which we were talking about Canadian Tire and the Parliament buildings and the connection that we built between them. Stephen, one of your relatives,
yes,
went down to the Cayman Islands once, did he not? Now, of course, Canadian Tire gives us that bonus money, doesn't it?
The bonus money, and you can collect it all, and has a picture on the back of Canadian Tire store and the gas bar, and giving out some of these Canadian Tire bills as gratuities down in the Cayman Islands. Saying
it was a gag. The guy gave the taxi driver a 25C. He says, see, it's 25 Canadian dollars. C means Canadian dollars. And that old guy in front, well, he's the Prime Minister. And the gas bar in the back, those are the Parliament buildings.
So every time we pass a Canadian Tire store, we salute. It's the Parliament buildings. Go to the Parliament buildings. Ask how long it will take to get an oil change.
Now, I got to ask you guys, did that work?
I don't know.
It started a bit, but then he didn't have the heart to follow through, so...
just a gag, anyway.
Well, yeah, I guess if he followed through, he may have been in the hands of, like, the Cayman Island police or something.
As opposed to being in the hands of Chad. We still have to have that massage off between Jessica Moore and Chad down in the Poconos. I think there are several people actually called.
Yes, I think one person I was talking to, Paul Zvalina, this past week, and he said actually one person did phone the Pocono Mountains at 800-233-4141. And,
well, that's great. That
asked when they could
wonderful.
Reserve their room.
Yeah, it was a great place to go. And, of course, ladies, the hands of Chad are available, you know.
That's right. Ladies. Emphasis on that word.
Yeah, sure, Chad. It's got to be ladies, eh? Because I could use a massage, guys.
That's right, Chad.
Yeah, well, maybe Jessica could
I mean, it is the 90s, you know.
Chad. Right. I'm still living in the 60s thing.
Oh my God.
Do you have a chance, Jerry, to try out some different restaurants? I know I stayed at the Westin a couple of years ago. I don't know whether she's still there. Catherine LaRue was the sales director at the time. Her father-in-law was Dick Statham, a friend of ours who traveled with us on a couple of trips, former travel editor of the Ottawa Citizen. Did you have, you know, it's a great location to, you know,
always
five...
a connection with you.
Everyone's connected, I think, to Travel World by some remote link. But it's right, good location at the West End in that you can walk indoors through the Rideau Center. You have all the shops. You're right on the main transit line, so you can get within minutes to everywhere in the city. If you're coming in on Via Rail, there's a direct bus from the Via Rail station that'll take you right to the West End. And you know, you're within 15 minutes walk in any direction of everything there is to see and do in downtown Ottawa when you stay at the West End.
That's exactly right. Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's really the city is cosmopolitan but very manageable, and the location of that hotel is excellent. And if you just, again, because it's connected to the Rideau Center, if you forget anything or whatever, you want to get something fixed or get something dry cleaned or do whatever or pick up some books, you can do that right there. There is one restaurant I could mention, which is, again, a little things that you can do when you're in Ottawa is to sort of go to some of the surrounding areas. One of those areas is Chelsea on the Quebec side, which is about 20 minutes away. I've done some interesting fishing around there. I say interesting because sometimes I've caught something, and other times I just sort of waited around for hours and hours for something to happen. And they can say, who's that weird guy with an empty bucket standing on, like, a little hill?
Something like going to the bank, standing around hours and hours waiting for something to happen?
Something like that. Lore Dubois in Chelsea is a French restaurant, French cuisine. It's definitely four stars. It's got a kind of, it looks like a log cabin. It's very cozy and intimate. It's nestled in the woods beside Gatineau Park. And another day I will talk to you guys, hopefully, about the whole area that's around Ottawa and some of the amazing outdoor things that you can do, including Gatineau Park, very close to Montreal, very beautiful. Getting a little cold now, but just getting almost in time for the winter season, which is starting, to do some cross-country skiing, walking through the snow, snowshoeing, that sort of stuff. Very romantic. I can hopefully talk to you about that later.
Well, look forward to hearing from you again, and also hearing about your honeymoon experiences and
walking through the snow with a hole in his tennis shoe.
Yeah, yeah. I will be coming back to talk to you about the Bahamas and Nassau, and some amazing flights going there. Actually, some charters that are available to get there. We actually went there for $133 return, if you can believe it or not, on Canada 3000.
Oh, great, great pricing out there, and we'll be talking about that in January, getting people in on some of those hotspot destinations. Well, thanks a lot, Jerry Wagshaw from CTV's W5, joining us this morning on Travel World.
Thank you very much, guys. Take care now. Enjoy the city for me.
We definitely will. We enjoy Montreal every day. But thank you for joining us once again on Travel World, and please join us again, Jerry.
Thanks again. Take care, guys.
Hey. Super. And talking about Canada 3000, Jerry talked about one of their great prices that they had that he got on a deal from flying from Toronto to Nassau. They're also starting on their winter flights from Paris, from Montreal to Paris, Montreal to Brussels, beginning in the month of December, December 21st, what they call Club Class 3000. So
as opposed to club on Highway 20?
Yeah, where you go dancing. on board, there's 757 aircraft, so it's not going to be just economy class seating. You think of a charter flight, and it's going to be all, 250 seats, and that's it, single class service. The new Club Class 3000 offers 50% wider seats, basically like a business class cabin. You don't pay for your headsets or your in-flight alcoholic beverages. You get a larger baggage allowance. So it's an upgraded in-flight service aboard Canada 3000, which starts December 21st on their routes from Montreal to Paris and Brussels. And for this year, they are operating them year-round, a couple of flights a week in each of those markets. Talking about markets as well today, we talk about German Christmas markets, big thing over in Germany. The German Benevolent Society of Montreal is holding their Christmas fair today, the 28th, at the City Hall, Town of Mount Royal, 90 Roosevelt Avenue, and that begins at 1 p.m. They have a luncheon, a coffee with German cake is being served. They have a dinner at 5 p.m. There's a number of things you can buy there, handicrafts, baked goods, Christmas decorations, and also a chance to win a prize, a trip for two to Europe. Tickets donated by Swiss Air, so that's taking place today. Paramount Royal City Hall.
And, of course, we have something coming up next week for the Dutch-Canadian Association. It's not necessarily the Dutch-Canadian Association that's doing this. This is Euro Plus Food Stores out in Pointe Claire. Is hosting a Sinterklaas, which is a Dutch Christmas party. Sinterklaas, of course, is our Dutch Santa Claus. So on December the 6th, there's an 11:30 show and 2:30 show. Bring your children. Call for information, 694-4728, and get your tickets and go to Euro Plus Foods.
Yes, it's that time of the year when lots of Christmas activities are taking place around the island. Also, if you're talking about one of our other correspondents, we hear about all the people are in the news. Tanya Ray, country singer.
Tanya Ray.
She has her new CD out, and she's donating
her nude CD.
No. Well, that's what you might like to see, but.
No, that
it's their new, new N-E-W, not N-U-E, and CD, $3 will be donated to the Make-A-Wish Angels Network. So if you're looking for some interesting
Speaking of Make-A-Wish, that would be Chad's Make-A-Wish. Then
yeah,
it would be the
CD. You can email and find out where you can buy the CD. You can buy it over the internet. Email address is ski, S-K-I-I. So you have to stand at attention when you do it. At ix.netcom.com. $3 from her latest CD will be donated to the Make-A-Wish Angels Network during the Christmas
season.
Honey Ray,
friend of the show.
Oh, always lots of people.
We met
people
up with her when we went down to Milwaukee last year.
Yes, Milwaukee.
We'll have to go back to Milwaukee, huh?
Yeah, Milwaukee is a nice place. We have to get back. All the places we have to get back to in the new year. The Iowa State Fair we're invited back to. Hawaii invited us back. In the coming weeks, we'll be doing...
We haven't been on our worst behavior yet.
No, I guess we've improved ourselves. I mean, we're actually welcome back in different places.
We'll have to send Chad to the Milwaukee trip now, won't we?
No, yes, the Wouldn't beer Chad capital like of America.
You can send me, but it doesn't mean I'll come back.
Well, maybe if he only wants a one-way ticket, maybe that can be arranged too, right?
Ah, no, we need the hands behind the console. They've never been touched so good.
Yeah, they get caressed each week here at AM 600. And 2 weeks from now, down to the New England Culinary Institute, the Inn at Essex.
Yes.
Sample the fine dining traditions.
We get to go down, hopefully with Jessica, definitely with the lovely Lori, joining us down for some country music, wrestling, and under desk heaters.
Yeah. didn't come out. People are wondering what is going to go on. What is going to go down at the Inn at Essex?
Funny you should put it quite that way.
And in January to Miami, February might be off to Germany, and March to spring training, Jupiter, Florida.
1 week left on our romance contest.
Yes.
We've extended it to December December the 5th is the actual drawing.
Our media panel.
We're going to actually take a look because we've had a lot of last-minute entry, so we want to give everybody a chance, a fair shot at this, to go down in January to Miami. We want a one-page Harlequin. Yes, not Chad's erotic literature, mind you, and no cruises, because we want you to show some imagination.
Yeah, show some imagination. Think about what you would like to do, what you would consider. As
one listener wrote in and said, well, how can I tell you about a romantic holiday until we've been there, but we'll tell you when we're back. And I said, if you do that, we want pictures and videos.
That sounds like an old professor I had, mine at John Abbott, who a friend of his went down, I think, to Caribbean Guadeloupe, and he said he was filming a video or a documentary, and he flew down there, and the airline PR person asked him afterwards what happened. He said, radioactivity was emitted from the jet engine that damaged his film. He'd have to go back next year, conveniently in the wintertime.
Radioactivity.
Yes, conveniently in the wintertime to escape an ice storm. So,
yes, radioactivity from the jet engine.
I think I've heard it all. They're talking about hearing it all as well. Next week we'll be talking to a fellow by the name of Harry Knitter, and he's written a book, too, called Holding Pattern.
Harry Knitter?
Yes.
Should get together with Lisa Witt. They can have a knitting company.
They can start their own company, but it's that time of the year. Everyone is jamming the airports from this past weekend, over the last week, U.S. Thanksgiving, right through the Christmas and New Year season. The airports are jammed. There's more people, longer lines, more delays. How you can handle waiting during the busy travel season. You'll have his tips. You'll have some horror stories to share.
Put the Christ back in Christmas.
Yes. And a lot of people are saying that word at this time of year. So he'll let you know how you...
Yes.
He can let you know how to better cope with all those inconveniences, and that'll be a lot of fun.
Has gone by already.
Oh, yes. 59 after, in 1 minute will be 12 noon. I'm Stephen Pickford.
I'm Willem Backus.
Join us next Saturday, 11 noon, for Travel World, right here on AM 600 CIQC, Montreal's interactive information station.
Chad?